Good morning and welcome. This is News Talk 1130 WISN, hour number one of the remodeling show. In studio with Callan, Chris and Mike Wood. Good morning. Or is it Mike and Chris Wood? Who comes first in the relationship?
We're looking at each other now. We don't know how to answer that.
Mike comes first.
Okay, Mike Wood, welcome back.
Thank you.
You are now owner of Callan. Yep. This is big news.
Big news today. Big announcement. Callan Construction has reached a significant milestone in its history. We've been around for 37 years. As of April 1st, Phil Callan has now retired. As you know, Tom Callan retired 10 years ago in 2013. So Chris and I are going to take the lead and carry Callan forward into the future.
Chris, I welcome you to the program. I believe your first time on.
It is my first time on. Super excited to be here. Been with Callan for 21 years as Mike's wife, but I'm really excited to join the Callan team to help propel things forward.
Well, she just gave away your longevity there, Callan.
She did, yes.
21 years ago, you joined Callan. And how many years did Callan start?
So Callan started in 1986. A little bit of a history about the company. They started as a window company, primarily selling wood windows. One of the best things that they did back then was they really placed an importance on having high-quality craftsmanship for everything that we do. So we had our own window installers. We did that for many years. As vinyl windows took off, we started adding vinyl windows to the lineup and to the product mix. And then in the 90s, people started asking, our customers started asking if we could do bathrooms and kitchens. So our design group was formed, and we started to kind of dabble in kitchens and bathrooms. It didn't really take off right away, but we did a few here and there. I started with Callan in 2002, right when the kitchens and baths were starting to take off. I actually started as a exterior salesperson. I was selling roofing and siding and windows, doors, gutters, soffit, fascia trim, all that stuff. I did that for about 3 years. In 2005, I took over sales management of that department. So I did that for the next 5 years, all the way up until 2010. In 2010, our home exteriors was doing really, really well. We wanted to really enhance our design group and our kitchen and bath business. I took over sales management of that side of the business as well. So now I was managing both halves and the entire company.
So now you're looking at tremendous growth for a local construction company, right?
Yeah, over the years. For a remodeling company, for a general contractor, we would be considered a medium to a large company. Mm-hmm. Most companies probably have somewhere between 10 to 15 people. We have fluctuated anywhere between about 38 to 50 people. We're hovering right around 40 at this time. The fact that we have so many employees that are on staff to actually do the work, that's one of the big benefits of working with Callan. It's a lot to manage, obviously, but it allows us to control a lot of the process, a lot of the scheduling, a lot of the quality. It allows us a little bit more buying power. We can select products that we feel are really going to benefit the customer, and we're able to give them really solid warranties on these products because we have that clout with the manufacturer. Our experts on staff are able to service that product. Long-term, we give lifetime warranties on everything that we sell. We've been pretty proud of what we've been able to build over the years.
A lot of longtime Callan customers, a lot of WISN listeners have heard the name Callan over the years. And if they're wondering, oh, we have new owners to announce. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
We should have some sort of cake or something here. This is big news.
It is big news.
So Mike Wood, his wife, Chris Wood, in studio, the owners of Callan. This is effective right now, immediately.
And, yes, and effective as of April 1st.
We should congratulate, and I'd like to wish and say thank you personally to Brothers Callan. I've called them over the years, Tom and Phil, who I've worked with, Mike, as you know, doing some endorsement work. And how many jobs have been done in the Kronforst household?
Oh, boy. I'd have to look it up, but countless,
Every square inch of that house has been touched by you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate all the work, and we also appreciate all the support from you over the years. I mean, you certainly wouldn't do that just as part of a contract with us, but you truly believe in what we do, and it's shown over the years in how you talk about us and how you represent us. And
Don't you think you have relationships when you find a trusted contractor? They've proven to you they can do the kitchen. You might make the next step, and that's kind of how it works when you're in business this long, Mike.
It is, yeah. Once you find somebody that you trust, you like to stick with them. This is one of those industries where there's a lot of people that say they're going to do something, but what comes through on the other end maybe isn't quite what they said it was going to be, mm-hmm. whether it's in the quality of the product, whether it's in the price that they promised you, whether it's in the time frame that they said they would get it done in. So those are things that we're working on constantly to make sure that we're setting the right expectation. We're giving you pricing up front that we stick to. We're giving you schedules up front. That's one thing we're really proud of. You know, we actually track how often we're able to hit the schedules that we put out there. You're not sitting without a kitchen for 3 months. You know, if we say it's going to be 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks, and it's pretty much down.
That's something we should get into later on, because a lot's changed in the last just 6 months. The supply chain, how long will it take to do my kitchen? How long do I have to wait? And then, of course, you always get antsy, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the project to be finished, but you do have to have patience. So maybe we'll talk about how you do those workarounds. But the big news of the day, obviously, you wanted to announce you and your wife, Chris, Owen, Callen, and the name is staying the same. This is, if I'm a listener, are they moving?
Nope, we're not moving. We're not really changing anything. The name is staying the same. Tom and Phil have really built quite the legacy over the years. They're local Wauwatosa residents.
Mm-hmm.
They both went to Marquette High School. You know, they both have been in this industry, both as members of NARI. Tom was heavily involved with NARI for a long, long time. And
Callen still is winning those awards at the shows annually.
We are, yeah. We still do participate in all that. We still contribute projects to those awards. But they've obviously put together a good recipe for success. And our job is to carry that forward and to honor that as best as we can.
Another thing, is the website changing? No, it's not.
The website is not changing, but it is being updated.
You're remodeling the website.
We are, and actually that's one thing Chris is working on.
Yeah, absolutely. We just really want to embrace the heritage and legacy of Tom and Phil. We wouldn't be here today before listeners and hopefully our new listeners to come really know that they genuinely care for people, their customers, and their homes. And that's something that has gone unwavered for 37 years. I want to make clear that we will uphold those values and their vision and carry out the mission of Callen Construction.
They have done community involvement, so much work over the years, right? Mm-hmm. Many of those things we've talked about on the show, the Refashion for Life, the charitable giving, things like that. And I think, again, when you look at finding a local contractor, whether it's, and you guys do pretty much all of it, right? Windows, doors, when you're looking at the exterior, mm-hmm. like inside kitchens, baths, laundry rooms, all of that. You expect kind of that bar has been set high. So you mm-hmm. expect good service and quality work. I think it goes one step further. Doing all these extra things. And I think you nailed it, Chris, setting that standard, doing things the right way, getting involved in the community. So I assume all that's going to stay. The showroom's going to stay there.
Yeah. So we like to think of ourselves as a good community citizen, obviously. You know, not only are we in the business to, you know, sell and install windows, doors, kitchens, baths, things like that. We do feel that we like to give back to the community in many ways. That obviously changes year over year into the things that we choose to contribute to. We also like to be a strong choice as an employer in the area. We have an employer of choice program that we are constantly working on and trying to make better. We've put a lot of time and effort into that over the past 3 years after COVID, you know, as the job market has tightened up and now it's, you know, releasing a little bit, but we're sticking with what we put in place. You know, we try to treat our employees well, try to pay them a living wage, try to pay them a good wage, give them opportunities to learn and to grow.
And these are good full-time jobs that you offer, and you're talking a full turnkey operation, right? So design team is in place. You've got the product. You've got the installers.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about working with a company like us. We're start to finish. So if you're thinking about a project, we will send out a representative to meet with you that has expertise in the field that you're looking. They will give you great design recommendations, whether it's on solving your window problems, upgrading your front door from either a functionality or design aspect, space planning in the kitchen or the bathroom or a full first floor remodel. From there, they'll get into material selections, warranty selections, all this based on what you're looking for as a customer, what your plans are, how long you plan to be in the house, what your budget is. They'll put all this together for you. And then when you give us the green light and decide to move forward, we order all the products. We get everything in stock. We deliver it to the home. We have installers that will install it all for you. Everything complete, start to finish. We don't like to leave loose ends. We're not the type of company that likes to leave a lot for the homeowner to do after the fact. We'll certainly work with people with certain things, but we want to do everything if we can.
Do people still ask to do, hey, can I paint?
You know, painting's one of those things that, you know, if you enjoy painting, it's right at the end of the job. You can certainly leave that. But we do have our painting division now, which is also unique, that we have in-house painters that one of the new things that we're starting to offer is whole house painting.
That's relatively new.
It is. And that's interior painting, not exterior painting. But we always finished our windows and our doors and our patio doors on the inside. We've always obviously painted the rooms that we've remodeled, but this year we've expanded that into offering interior painting services to all of our customers.
So I don't have to be a current customer of Callan. If I just want some painting done, I call you.
Absolutely. You can give us a call and we'll have our professional painters give you a quote and get it done for you.
Speaking of calling Callan, your website is so easy to remember. Callcallan.com. Mm-hmm. That's Callalle and callcallan.com. Mike, what is the phone number for the showroom?
414-529-5509.
Is that one of those where you have to think like my cell phone when people ask?
I never used to, but because of cell phones, I don't have to call it too often anymore. I just dial up the person I'm trying to get a hold of, so I don't have to call the office too much.
Or just call out the command if you're using.
That's
so technology is a wonderful thing. Please check out the website, callcallan.com. Yes, lots of pictures, videos, and there are a lot of pictures. Get ideas, get inspiration from kitchens and baths and all the good stuff they do. Everything you do, and the beauty of remodeling, Mike, I think one of the things we're going to talk about later in the hour is versus either moving or building a new home. A lot of people have decided to stay put and remodel. The no-brainer is interest rates have gone up.
Yeah, lots happened. You know, the housing market, the housing stock is not very large, so there isn't always a great selection out there for the people that are looking for something different. Yeah. People are happy where they are. They're built into their communities. Their kids go to the local school. They know their neighbors. Sometimes that's good, sometimes maybe not, but at least they know their neighbors.
Or it was good when you bought, and now there's new neighbors.
That's right.
Neighbors are a big deal.
They are. Yeah, they can make a big difference.
Yeah, having good ones or bad ones.
Yeah, and even that changes, even with the same neighbors. They might have kids that are growing up or you know, things that are changing. But, you know, neighbors are important, obviously. But, you know, without a big housing stock out there and, you know, rising interest rates, like you mentioned, things are getting more expensive. So it sometimes makes sense to look at the space that you have and think or try to reimagine what could be. Think about what, you know, what could you do with that kitchen? What could you do with that space? Things are a lot different than they used to be. You know, in the old days, people would remodel their lower level. You know, it was all the common things, you know, that you would see. But today, we're doing a lot more first floor remodels. We're bringing those bars or those drink serving areas up into the main living area. You know, they're opening up the spaces, taking down walls.
Is it boomers staying in their home? They want to stay?
I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, that's a big part of it is, you know, people aging in place. You know, they want first floor laundry. They want to make sure the bathrooms are accessible. So we're doing a lot of that.
No, you bring up a lot of good points. The real estate side is right now there is low inventory, not many homes on the market. So to find one that you absolutely love, and most people when they buy a home, that's been, maybe it's 30 years old, it's ready to be remodeled as well. So maybe we should just consider staying put.
Yeah, and home values have gone up lately. They came back down a little bit after the rapid increase in the past 3 years, but they're still up. So people do have equity that they can use. And, you know, like I said, or like you said, you can go out there and you can look for something new, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to find something better.
Well, and your home is, most people say, your number one investment. There's a lot of value to remodeling. The ROI is different with every job. But you're certainly, Mike, your remodeling is almost a twofold result. You're getting the result. It's going to have resale value, but you get to enjoy it in the meantime.
Right. Well, and the other thing is if you buy a home, there's no guarantee that it doesn't need some work too. So you could go find a place.
Is there a home that doesn't need work?
Well, exactly. They're not going to put a brand new kitchen in for you and then turn around and sell it, you know, for a reasonable price. So you're going to buy something with a 10 to 15 year old kitchen. You know, if you would have taken that money instead and put it in your home, made it exactly the way you want it with all brand new products, you got definitely a lot of life to go on this thing though.
Mike and Chris Wood, the owners of Callan, we announced the news today. This is maybe the first official public announcement held right here in WISN.
This is
a local company at 131st and Janesville Road in Muskego. Has a fantastic showroom. Chris, in fact, we should talk. We have Mike's not enough talking. We got to talk to you now. you have recently got together with Bayview Shade and Blind, and in your showroom, you've got some of those. How perfect of a partnership is that, right?
It is really an extraordinary partnership. We believe that it's an innovative way for our customers to see their product and their customers see our product. And if you stop by the Callen showroom, you'll be able to have firsthand experience with an amazing assortment of blinds that are on display. They're pretty cool. They're all remote control, and Mike can actually control them from his phone.
I can make them go off right now from my app, and they would wonder what's going on in the show.
App for everything. Yes. Home technology has come a long way. They've made it more user-friendly, which is why I think most people don't have a problem with it. It's easy to turn your furnace up and down. And now you just mentioned, Chris, the blinds. It's one more thing we don't have to worry about. Is everything installed by Bayview?
Everything is installed by Bayview, and we really like the parallel connection. They are a family-owned company. Callen has been a family-owned company. We feel that there's a lot of synergy between the two businesses, and it's really just a new time to bring another innovative solution for not only our customers, but their customers as well with our Infinity Window.
You've got so many just outstanding designers on your staff. They've been on the show, Paulette and others, that have explained, yes, we use computers and 3D to show you your kitchen, your bath. Before we start, and now if I go to, okay, next step, window treatments. I'm sure I can see what they look like on the screen, right, Mike? The color choices, things like that?
Yeah, our relationship with them began when we were talking about windows. We transferred all the displays from our old Brookfield showroom out to their new Waukesha showroom. So you can see all our windows on display there. And our initial thought was that this will obviously tie in really, really well with our window business. As we move forward, one thing that we realized, especially after we saw their products on our kitchen vignettes in our showroom, was this ties in perfectly as well with our kitchen and our bathroom and our first floor remodel business. You know, there's so many design elements going into these things with the colors and the textures of the cabinets and the countertops and the flooring and everything else. These are just a perfect final complement to that space.
Yeah, we should mention, you guys do the whole first story remodeling, you take kind of gut the house, right?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of that lately. We started doing that a couple of years ago. We started sharing some of these projects live on Facebook as they were being done. We did some walkthroughs. It really continued to generate a lot of interest. And now we have people coming to us specifically for that, where, you know, they say that the most efficient way to build a house is your traditional two-story salt box home. Well, the problem is it's full of a bunch of little rooms that are all kind of separated and dark and, you know, big walls in between them. Well, what we've been able to do on a lot of these is open them up on the inside and create a wider, bigger, more open floor plan like you would typically find on a large ranch. Now, a large ranch is going to cost you more money to buy and or to build. So we can get the same feeling as that big, wide open ranch, but we can do it on some of these more affordable salt box homes or two-story homes. And a lot of the before and after pictures that we're doing are just, they're just tremendous. It's really nice to see the difference.
It's taking out walls in many cases, right? Mm-hmm. It's opening spaces up. How about the dining room? We've talked about that over.
Yeah, a lot of times we're incorporating the dining room into the kitchen now, or we're incorporating part of it into the kitchen, and part of it is becoming like an upstairs office space or seating space. That's really, really popular. And then we'll open up the kitchen into the living room so that, you know, if somebody's watching TV, they can maybe sit at the counter and turn around, and, you know, they don't have to sit on the couch, but they can join the conversation. You can entertain. Everybody can be in one space. We still plan for some type of separation, though, so you're not just in one big, you know, echo chamber. But you know, we design elements into it to kind of break that all up so it looks natural and looks nice. But yeah, it's very, very popular right now.
Easter last week at the Crown Forest House. No matter what you say, first off, it's a beautiful day. Outside, I had all the patio stuff out. Right? Inside, we've got a family room, a living room, and a lower level. Where does everybody go? Take a guess.
Probably the kitchen. And where all the food's being served and everyone's hanging around, and there's not enough room for everybody.
There was at least 20 people gathered around the kitchen island, and I'm pleading to please leave. It's just natural. It's a magnet. Yeah. So why not, if you've got a small space and you have the ability to open it up, that's just, and you said that open concept, it's been around for years now.
Island dining, you know, we extend the islands into those dining areas now instead of having that, you know, formal dining set that nobody's using except, you know, three times a year.
Yeah.
You know, take that wall out, expand the kitchen over there, and make a much larger island space where people can sit and talk and kids can do homework while, you know, somebody's doing the cooking or the dishes. And it creates a lot more family time, especially when, you know, kids are more prone to be on their devices and disappear into their bedrooms. If you can create an inviting space to bring people together, it really works.
Oh, I, being a parent nowadays, think about it. You can give a kid a tablet and say, go away, and they will.
Oh, yeah.
You may not see him again. Mm-hmm. So why not make an inviting? I mean, the island's a good, and the kitchen's always been that social hub of the home,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
But it's all about the right design, the right plan, implementing it. We haven't even gotten into all the cool products out there, from exterior products like your Infinity from Marvin window, mm-hmm. patio door, yep. front door systems. Are you using?
We're using the Provia line of yeah. front door systems. They make a incredible line of steel and fiberglass doors. One of the things when we talk about front entry doors or back entry doors, any entry door that leads to the exterior, we try to stay away from any type of real wood. For obvious reasons, in Wisconsin, we have, you know, temperature swings that are from minus 10 up to 90 degrees, so it could swing 100 degrees. But on top of that, what a lot of people forget about is that we also have massive humidity swings. So the humidity is all over the map. And the problem is,
we got a taste of the warm weather this last week, Mike.
Yeah, it's usually backwards. You know, I mean, it's moist the wrong time of year in the cold. So now you got moisture building up and getting in these products. It's dry in the summer, so then it, you know, dries them out. You've got wood moving all over the place. You get cracking doors. So we avoid doors or wood doors for that reason. So everything we do is usually either steel or fiberglass, and then we do aluminum storm doors to match.
With the last name of Wood, Chris and Mike are here, the owners of Callan. There's so many little jokes I want to make in there, and I just can't.
Unfortunately, we avoid wood at all costs with almost everything we do.
Right. You think about it. Fiberglass, right? The Infinity from Marvin is not vinyl. It's a fiberglass. It's not wood. It's fiberglass, which is 8 times stronger than vinyl.
Yeah, I really think the fiberglass window, the Infinity window that we do, is one of the most, if not the most, innovative window on the market today. And I don't say that because we offer it. I offer it because of that. It is far ahead of anything else out there right now. Most windows are made of, the traditional windows are made of wood, mm-hmm. and to make them maintenance-free, they clad them with aluminum on the outside. But on the inside, they're still susceptible to moisture from the home. Like I said, you get a lot of moisture buildup, especially in the winter here in Wisconsin. Vinyl windows, by contrast, they're less expensive, but they move all over the place. You know, we sold vinyl windows for a long time, and they fit a niche. Just depends what you want to spend. But if you want a quality window that's going to last a long time, you know, a vinyl window is really a 10 to 15 year window at the most. And mm-hmm. usually by then, the energy efficiency of it is starting to change a little bit. It's really, really nice and tight and energy efficient at first, but because vinyl has no memory to it, as it expands and contracts with temperature, it doesn't go back to its original shape 100%.
Yeah, so these homes are still built, stick built on site in Wisconsin for the most part, the wall systems, right?
Yep.
So they tend to move.
They tend to move, 100% they tend to move. We actually replace more windows in homes that are about 15 years old than we do in the older homes. And that's because a lot of those homes were built with builder grade windows, you know, lesser expensive wood windows, or many times vinyl windows.
Okay, I got one more announcement before the commercial break with Mike and Chris Wood. And again, I'll use this for the last time. You said you don't use wood, right? No pun intended. How about decking? This is big news. You guys are now doing decks.
We are. So what we have found is that seasonally we are offering additional products that we feel that we can offer and give the customers an incredible experience, because we're using our own craftsmen to do it. And that's really the key to this. So those categories would be decking. We have all our own carpenters on staff. So we have, you know, finished carpenters that normally do interior trims and moldings and things like that, putting your deck together. The finished product is just beautiful.
And these are Callan employees.
These are Callan employees that are putting this together. Now, for the decking, we are using AZEK. AZEK is a composite material. Once again, we stay away from wood. I mean, we have a wood deck at our house that we're trying to replace. Obviously, I'll be doing something like AZEK, or, you know, maybe some other options with it.
It is a beautiful product. Everybody wants hardwood floors. We want the look of wood mm-hmm. with siding, right? We try to mimic it and everything. The same with decking. It is a lot of maintenance.
High maintenance. I mean, with a wood deck, you're typically painting or staining it every 2 to 3 years at the most, if not more often than that.
And if you avoid that and just let it go,
it falls apart really fast.
And it just looks unsightly.
So the composite materials work fantastic. So we use AZEK for our decking. you know, the other two categories that we're doing that are this type of project is the interior room painting that we talked about. We have our own painters on staff doing that. And then the other thing that not a lot of people talk about, but interior doors. A lot of homes are built with, you know, these builder-grade doors, hollow core, usually oak. Sometimes it's a combination. Like if you go in my house, they have solid doors on the bedroom doors, but hollow core on the bathroom or on the closet door, so they don't even match, but they did that to save costs.
That's right.
The dog scratches them, kids bang on them. You know, after a while, they actually get pretty worn. So we're offering a program where we can change out your interior doors.
Are six-panel doors still the thing, or?
They are, yeah, 100%. You know, many times we'll take those hollow core doors and go to a six-panel oak door, very, very common. Mm-hmm. However, there are a lot of other styles out there now that are available. You know, two-panel doors, three-panel doors. There's a lot of different shapes. So if you want to add some character to your home, you can certainly go with some of these other options.
And along with that would come new hardware.
Yes, yeah, new hardware.
So that
new hinges.
Brass knob from 1991.
Well, the rusty brass hinge, you know, it's got a little skim coating on it. You know, a lot of people are doing like the oil rub bronze. I mean, one of the finishes that's getting very popular is matte black. You know, we're seeing a lot of that, or the dark bronze colors. We're seeing that in plumbing fixtures. We're seeing that in cabinet hardware. We're starting to see it in door hardware.
Even exterior of homes, you'll see black soffits.
Yeah, so I mean, the windows now, Infinity offers an ebony option as well.
Is there, you know, talk about supply and demand. Are people putting the black windows on? I've seen them in new subdivisions, Mike.
Yeah, they are.
And it's like they've almost caught on to where everyone.
They have. Some people, that's all they want. You know, it's kind of like this old warehouse look, or, you know, it just adds a really deep element.
It's like having a black car and getting the black rims.
Well, so you never were able to do this before. Think about it. With a wood window, I mean, with paint's not going to hold up. But yeah, a lot of black products we're seeing out there, exterior of the home, whether it's in the exterior door finish, the exterior window finish. Like if you look at, we just had Kohler in yesterday, black fixtures, black toilets, black sinks. You know, black.
Is this the
everything.
Matte finish? Not shiny?
Not shiny, matte finish.
Yeah, it's a nice look.
Yeah, it's getting very,
and again,
very popular.
You always risk with remodeling, and we got a break here, but lighting, anything you do, countertops, I guess, even cabinets. Look at the oak grains of the 90s with the cabinets, right? Mm. You risk that timely look. Well, in 30 years, will this be in style? I don't know, but that's the chance. That's the thing with remodeling, right?
Well, it's better than teal or fuchsia or something. I mean, if you think of it that way.
I mean, look at the 70s.
Black's got more staying power than that.
Every decade kind of has its look.
It does, yeah.
Right? And if it's 30 years, it's time to probably update the faucets and that kind of stuff.
I mean, beige was the thing for a while. And no one, you know, you thought beige would last forever. But, you know, right now, people are getting away from beige.
Yeah, and earth tones in general. Mm-hmm. I remember when
every house was beige. Every house was tan or, you know, pebble gray or all those colors.
Chris, you can chime on this. You drive around a Wisconsin subdivision. They're beautiful, great neighborhoods. A lot of homes look the same.
They sure do. We have some extraordinary ones by us that are different colors, and front doors are bright red and blue. Mm-hmm. Black windows, you know, really makes a difference, I think, for the look of the house.
Yeah, and now that it is finally nicer, granted we might have some cooler days ahead of us, mm-hmm. but curb appeal is everything. And I know at Callen you think about that, your designers with the inside of the house, mm-hmm. but definitely outside. The curb appeal, what's your first impression of a house? Usually these experts say within 3 to 5 seconds.
Well, one of the things that they say is the best investment is the front door. So we get an annual cost versus value report. And what it does is it takes project categories from around the country and it assigns a return on investment value, a percentage to them. So for example, if I spend X amount of dollars on siding, what percentage of that value will I get back if I sell the house?
Right.
So, you know, products like siding or roofing or windows, you know, might be 60%, 70%, 80%. You never get 100% back. You know, you're going to spend more than what you get back, but you're going to enjoy them over time. Front doors are usually over 100%. They're usually about 104%, 105%, meaning the perception that they give to somebody that wants to buy the home is exceeding the value of what you paid for it. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Your front door is kind of the face of the house. It's the first thing they see when they walk in. A realtor is going to walk a new homeowner through your front door.
You don't want a ripped screen.
No, you don't want something that creaks when you open it. You don't want something you have to put a shoulder into to try to open. They don't want to be fumbling around with the keys. If they open it and it just opens nice and smooth.
How about
and easy.
Damaged wood from the water over the years?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have damaged stuff around the sides of it from, you know, your storm door leaking or whatever it is, that's the first thing they're going to see. That sets the tone for the whole house.
It does. You mentioned the Pervia front door system. It's not wood, correct? We can have
not.
Look of wood, but...
Yeah, you can get the look of wood either in a steel door or a fiberglass door. We actually happen to do more steel doors than fiberglass doors. Nothing wrong with fiberglass doors. There is a little bit of wood inside the fiberglass slab. That's something I've always tried to stay away from. The steel slabs don't have any wood inside the slab, so there's no chance of them twisting or warping or bending, so they stay true forever.
Do people still want the screen in that storm door for this time of the year, summer?
They do. One of the things that's gotten really popular is the roll screens in the storm doors. You know, there's really three options. You can either have a storm door with a piece of glass that just comes out and you store the screen in the garage, and then you take the screen and put it in for the summer and put the piece of glass in the garage. Second option is to leave the glass in the door and it just slides up and down like a double hung window where the screen is always there, but you just kind of slide the glass out of the way. And then the third and most popular option today is that roll screen, where the screen rolls up and out of the way in the wintertime when you don't want to look through it. But when summer comes, you can slide the glass out of the way and you can roll that screen down and just keep it all self-contained, but it's not in your face all the time.
So it stays there all year long.
Yes.
What about other windows? Boy, I got a break. Spencer's screaming, take your first break, Paul, but I have so many questions. Do you guys at your house take out screens in the winter?
So we don't, but that is a great question. We educate all of our representatives to educate our homeowners on window condensation. Window condensation is one of the main reasons people replace windows. Understanding the causes of window condensation is extremely important in this state. If you're going to spend money on new windows because your old windows are damaged from window condensation, you better know what you're putting in and why you're putting it in there. Because if you just put anything in there and it looks new for a few years, you're going to keep having the same problem. Screens are one of those things. If you take the screen out, you allow more air circulation around the glass, which will keep the glass drier.
You can take a look on the website and always look at the great pictures, the kitchens, the baths, the whole first story remodels. I think you call them whole house?
Whole house remodels. Or is that half first house? Floor remodels. We like to call them first floor remodels is kind of the term that has stuck with that.
You did it to my neighbors, Bob and Donna, in Cedarburg. I have their permission to talk about their house anytime I want, and it changed their entire home.
Yeah, it does. It changes everything about how the way you look at your home, how you feel when you walk into your home, when you come home from a long day at work.
They were not going to do it. They started with the kitchen, and designers from Callen just said, what if? Just what if we do this? And it didn't take much convincing to...
Well, that's a great way to put it. Everybody comes in with their own ideas. And then, which is great, and we love to hear those ideas, and we love to hear, you know, what you think. But if you have a chance to talk to somebody who does this all day long, and it's all they do, and they do it over and over and over again, and if you're at least open to some suggestions, you don't need to do what they suggest, obviously, but just let them know you're open to it. You might be surprised what type of new space planning ideas come out.
Yeah, we will take a break right now, but we'll come back with the new owners of Callen. That is Chris and Mike Wood. Mike Wood has been with the company, I think, 21 years, and Chris is now a part of the, as a wife of Mike for all these 21 years. What's your role going to be moving forward with the company?
Well, it's pretty exciting, actually. My focus is going to be on innovations and learning and the development of the company. So really just making sure that we're finding those innovative solutions to enhance the design and functionality of our customers' homes. Also looking to improve the customer experience. So I'll be involved in projects that are either directly or not directly related with customers, but also but perhaps our employees. Just finding a better way to help our customers understand the remodeling process, make informed decisions, and just feel more confident about the outcomes. And then really working with our leadership team to make sure that we are providing the tools and trainings that we need to continue this wonderful company and all the skilled craftsmen that we have and a very talented team of designers. So,
yeah, the skilled trades. We don't have time in today's show, but we've talked about it before. Always a need for skilled trades. Great career opportunities. How many employees are you up to right now?
Right now we have 38, and we're hiring. So we're growing.
And the showroom is fantastic. Located at 131st and Janesville Road in Muskego. The website, callcallen.com. With Chris and Mike Wood making the big news, the owners of Callen on today's show. We'll take a quick break. It's the first hour of WISN's Remodeling Show. I'm Paul Kronforst. We'll be right back. Welcome back. WISN's Remodeling Show, Saturday mornings. We continue hour one with Callen, and new owners Mike and Chris Wood are in studio. Now, Mike Wood has been with Callen, I believe you're kind of expertise was exterior sales for a while.
It started with that. My background before coming to Callen was in roofing. So I sold roofing with Home Depot before I came to Callen. I liked coming to Callen because it gave me exposure to quite a few more projects and products, mm-hmm. siding, windows, doors. Roofing was fine. You know, we actually did a lot of roofing over the years at Callen before we started to mature and wind down our product line to what we feel we really did best. We always did everything really, really good. But, you know, I really feel that our strength for our exterior products is in windows and doors. That's where we have the best product, and we can control all the installation. And so today we have whittled it down. We no longer do roofing. We no longer do siding. Mm-hmm. We certainly warranty all the projects that we've done over the years. But we've really brought it down to windows and doors. We really want to focus on that.
Did you ever think 21 years from now, I'm going to own this company? My wife and I are going to own Callen.
I didn't. A couple of years before that, I had closed down another business that I had owned, completely different industry. It was in the automotive industry. And at that time, if you asked me then, I probably would say I didn't want to get back into, you know, ownership. But over time, as I saw what we had here, as I helped build what we have here, that's a big part of it. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I started in sales management in 2005, so I had a lot of influence in how we came to market. Mm-hmm. And in 2010, I took over sales management for the whole company. One of the things I didn't finish with earlier, so in 2013, when Tom retired, I became the vice president. So for the past 10 years, I've also been you know, involved in a lot of the strategic decisions of the company. And that's where we started to really focus in on these projects and these categories that we think Callen can really provide the best service for. So we've been doing that for about the last 5 years. And then now that Phil has retired, I'm the sole owner and president at this point.
Yeah, it's great news, you guys. I'm so excited for both of you, Chris and Mike, for your future and for everybody at Callen mm-hmm. as well. Great showroom. We'll give out the hours for all of that and the phone number later in the show, but it's at 131st and Janesville Road. That's in Muskego. Call Callen.com as your website. Mike, we have to talk a little bit about that Marvin Infinity window. It is starting to warm up. I know you install all year long. Mm-hmm. My guess is it gets a little bit busier in summer.
It does get busier in summer. Well, what happens is everybody sees all the problems in the wintertime, and now that it's starting to warm up, they realize that they have to do something before next winter. But the other part of it that I like to bring up is it's also in the function of it. You know, they want to go and they want to open their windows now, and they're stuck closed from all of the damage and all the things that occurred in the wintertime. And you know, beautiful days like we had this past week, they weren't able to open their windows. Or if they were, they weren't able to close the windows.
That snuck up on us, too.
That did. Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere. It was really nice, though.
It's like Easter weekend was pretty nice last week. Then we can, you know, get in the 70s.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Oh,
all of a sudden, it's summer in the middle of the week.
And we got yard work to do. Yeah. Boy, the household chores. And yes, if you remember winter, maybe it was drafty and cold. Mm-hmm. Well, no different in summer. We've got the AC cranked. We want our home to stay tight and efficient.
Right. You'll see a lot of times now you'll start to see when you had a seal failure on your window and you start to see it fog up in between. This is when those things come to light kind of in the spring. There's a lot of moisture outside. You have a lot of expansion and contraction of materials. So starting to change the pressures inside and outside that glass, and that's when that haze, you know, forms between the glass. Those are all problems that windows can have based on the material that they're made out of.
Well, at my house, Callen did replace a massive front window. Mm-hmm. The seal broke. And once that failure's there, there's no going back.
Well, a lot of people don't realize why they break. You know, so if you think of it this way, glass has a certain rate that it expands and contracts at. And that's going to be pretty universal no matter what window product you put in your house. The glass is the glass. What really affects it is the material that's around the glass. What's it surrounded by? The frame and the sash of the actual window itself. So what we see, if you take like a vinyl window, for example, vinyl expands and contracts just a ton with temperature. Doesn't have a memory, so it'll move around. They actually manufacture vinyl at about 160 degrees, and it turns into a liquid. They put it into a mold. They cool it off. It forms into whatever shape that is. But if you picture your windows on the sunny side of a home, they're not going to get up to 160 degrees. But you know, on a 90-degree day, they could be 110, 120. That material softens up, it changes shape, it doesn't, you know, it starts to put pressure on that glass seal, and then it cools off at night, and it's just doing that over and over and over and over again. Vinyl windows have the highest rate of seal failure out of all the windows that are out there.
The Marvin fiberglass windows are stronger, number one.
They're 8 times stronger than the vinyl windows, correct. So fiberglass is a variation of glass. It expands and contracts at a very, very low rate like glass does. So when you surround your glass with a fiberglass material, there is literally almost no movement. Marvin Infinity Windows have the lowest seal failure rate in the country. There was, for the first 15 years, we were actually able to claim countrywide, nationwide, not one single seal failure.
Where's Marvin
on
made?
A window. Marvin's made up in War Road, Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yeah. It's just it's a great product, and patio doors are also Marvin, right? Those are fiberglass.
Yeah, patio doors are fantastic. I mean, you can take our patio doors and you can take one finger and slide them open and closed. Once again, you get back to vinyl ones that kind of stick. You get to wood ones, which have a lot of moisture problems because it is a big patio door.
Mm-hmm.
As far as patio doors go, you're not going to beat anything better than the fiberglass.
Now, we mentioned your partnership with Bayview Shade and Blind. We didn't really talk much about all the cool stuff in remodeling trends. Well, colors are part of that. Mm-hmm. I assume I can pick the color of the window on the outside, inside?
Yeah, you can pick the color on the outside. They've got 7 different exterior colors. We've got 3 or 4 different interior colors now. One of the colors is available on certain models. One of the cool things on the inside is the Everwood feature, where you can have it look like wood, but it's not real wood. It's a photographic image of a real piece of pine on a film that goes over the fiberglass, but the beauty of it is that it's porous, so you can stain it. It'll absorb stain just like a real piece of wood will. So we apply a stained finish to it. We put polyurethane on it, so now you have the color and the texture and the sheen of real wood without any of the maintenance of real wood. You can, if you have moisture on your windows, and if your new windows, you know, help reduce it, but don't completely solve it because mm-hmm. you have high humidity content in your home, you can have Everwood on the inside of your windows. You can get it as wet as you want, and it'll never affect it.
Could I have Everwood, the look of wood on the interior, but a solid color on the outside?
Yes, that's usually how it is, exactly.
Yeah. And the same with a front door? Could I change it up?
Yes, so you can, with a front door, you could paint one side, stain the other. You can stain both sides. You can stain them 2 different colors, you know, different color on the outside, different color on the inside.
It's really whatever
it all
I want.
Like that from the factory, exactly.
Of course, Callan installs everything, but that Marvin Infinity, you can see it at the showroom. In fact, I would say, you know, kick the tire they talk about.
Yeah,
we did
a huge upgrade in our showroom last year. We almost doubled the number of Infinity windows in the showroom, so you can see pretty much everything in there now. You can see all the different styles, the double hungs, the casements, the awnings, the gliders, the large picture windows, French style patio doors, contemporary sliding patio doors. You can pretty much see it all in there.
In fact, we'll talk about the showroom. We've got a promotion going on, fantastic offer, through the end of April at Callan. As we continue the remodeling show in WISN, the new owners of Callan, Chris and Mike Wood, in studio today. They announced that at the beginning of the hour. Check out callcallan.com for more information. We're back with Callan, WISN's remodeling show. Good morning, and thank you on WISN for joining us every week. I'm your host, Paul Kronforst. Chris and Mike Wood announced they are the owners of Callan. Now, Mike, you've been on the station for many, many years, probably as long as you've been at Callan.
I remember, yes.
21 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So, Chris, for you, being married to Guy for 21 years, was this something even on your radar? Hey, we're going to own this company someday.
No, if you would have asked me 21 years ago if I'd be working with Mike at Callan, I would have said no. But, you know, opportunity arises and really exciting times ahead. So we're very excited to be in this endeavor together.
Yeah, it really is exciting. That's the beauty of life. You never know when things or opportunities like this happen. And Mike, the opportunities in skilled trades, I'll throw that little note in there. If you're young, maybe college isn't for you or your kid. If you're listening, mm-hmm. grandparents listen. The skilled trades are just a tremendous opportunity. Callan has an offer now through the end of April. It's a promotion we haven't really mentioned yet, Mike. And it does include windows.
It does include windows. We are right now offering 10% off on deck resurfacing, room painting, and interior doors. Those are 3 big categories that are on people's minds right now. Decking, obviously, because it's spring. And, you know, you're looking outside, and you're like, I don't want to refinish that thing. So, if the structure's good, we don't build new structures, but if the structure's good, we'll take the deck boards off, the old cedar ones off, we'll put new AZEK boards on, we can do new railing systems, and they turn out great. The other one is, you know, with the turn of the year, with the start of the new year, room painting, if you want to freshen up for the spring, we are painting interior of homes, of whole houses now, all rooms, not just a room that we remodeled, but, you know, kitchens, living rooms, ceilings, bedrooms, things like that. So if you need any interior room painting, just let us know. And then the other and last one would be interior doors, something that people don't typically think about. But getting your interior doors replaced with new interior doors, using something more like a solid core door, you know, new finishing, getting those scratches off, getting the dog scratches off of them and the stickers from the kids and everything else. That's another way to freshen up the home.
We're now empty nesters. So as the kids moved out, we started doing what you did. It's little details like, yeah, new doors, new hardware, mm-hmm. new lighting in a house that really can make a difference.
Well, we're there now too. So both of our children went away to college this last year. Our second one's gone now. So we're empty nesters this year. And maybe that's why it's on the top of our mind so much, because noticing all these things and we're like, hey, you know, our customers need these things too.
Yeah.
And we're perfectly capable of providing
our homes get lived in. That's fine, right?
That's right.
But that's why remodeling does exist. Great conversation today. That promotion's till the end of April. We've got more coming up here with Callen, Mike Wood, Chris Wood in studio, the owners of Callen. They're open today. Their showroom, we'll tell you about that when we come back. Okay, wrapping up WISN's remodeling show. First off, thank you for joining us. The big news about an hour ago, we announced with Chris and Mike Wood, yes, husband and wife, new owners of Callen. Congratulations, Chris, first off.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I've known Mike, your husband, for 21 years. He's been at Callen for 21. Now you're the owner. New changes coming on your website, but the address stays the same.
Absolutely. We are super excited to provide an improved customer experience. Also showcase these amazing kitchens, baths, and windows that we have at Callen. So please watch out by the end of summer.
callen.com. Mike, if I want to call Callen or if I want to stop by, you open this morning.
Yeah, we'll be open this morning at 9 o'clock. All the home shows are done now, the big home shows. Mm-hmm. So if you missed them or if you're still looking, great opportunity to come into our showroom. You can see the same thing on a little bit more personal scale. Actually, obviously, bigger displays than anybody could have down there.
Make your way to the back of the building for my favorite kitchen.
Yeah, the big one in the back. We have 5 kitchen vignettes in there. The big white one in the back is definitely a favorite. We've been updating things over time. We're actually going to be updating another one this year. We have a new Infinity Experience wall in there where you can learn about the Infinity window and how it came to be, you know, why the fiberglass stands above the wood and the vinyl and everything else. But there's a lot to see in there. It opens at 9 o'clock.
It's at 131st and Janesville Road. That's in Muskego. Again, call callen.com or, Mike, that number is
414-529-5509.
Chris Wood, a pleasure to meet you and have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to many, many more. Congratulations once again, Mike, on the big news. Really excited for the future of Callen.
Yeah, so am I.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And stay tuned. Hour number 2 is coming up after the news in your weekend Fox 6 weather forecast on WISN Milwaukee.